to you, O Christ, proclaim to the Gentiles. Glory to you, Christ, believed in throughout the world. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. After the 5,000 had eaten and were satisfied, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and precede him to the other side toward Bethsaida. While he dismissed the crowd, and when he had taken leave of them, he went off to the mountain to pray. When it was evening, the boat was far out on the sea, and he was alone on shore. Then he saw that they were tossed about while rowing, for the wind was against them. About the fourth watch of the night, he came toward them walking on the sea. He meant to pass them by. But when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost and cried out. They had all seen him and were terrified. But at once he spoke with them. Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid. He got into the boat with them and the wind died down. They were completely astounded. They had not understood the incident of the loaves. On the contrary, their hearts were hardened. The Gospel of the Lord. He meant to pass them by. Jesus is passing this way. He's passing this way. He's passing today. Jesus is passing this way. He's passing this way today. Someone once said to me, the greatest inability, the greatest undoing of a man, of a person, is not being able to ask when you are in need. He saw them from afar. They were experiencing turbulence. Think about it this way. It was a boat on the sea without a compass. It wasn't an engine boat. They were rowing. They must have been brave men. And I said to myself, thank God I did not live in that era. Talk about the shipwreck of St. Paul. They went through a lot of ordeals. They must have been very brave. But this time around, they could not control the wind. Jesus knew, and he wanted to pass them by. He wanted them to ask. And when they did ask, he came to their rescue. We must not stop asking. Today we celebrate Saint Raymond of Peñafort, a Spanish Dominican who lived 100 years between 1175 to 1275. He was so brilliant that Pope Gregory IX made him his personal confessor. And after a while, Pope Gregory said to him, there are so many declarations from the papacy, so many letters, put them together. It was Raymond of Peñafort that put them together, and what later became the Liber Extra, or the Code of Canon Law, that was used for more than 700 years up until 1917. He was the third master of the order, St. Dominic, Jordan of Saxony, and Raymond of Peñafort. He was a canonist, and most importantly, a great preacher. And he shares with the people that his secret to being able to preach well was the Mother of God. He had special devotion to the Mother of God. Whenever he wanted to preach, he would pray to the Mother of God. He would start the homily with the Hail Mary, full of grace, and the people would join him before he starts preaching. He was always asking the Lord for direction. Let us continue to ask. Let us continue to push. Remember to pray until something happens.